Welcome back, everybody. Radical Russ from CannabisRadio.com here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo, and I'm joined by two guests in collaboration here at the desk. We have got Bruce Spiegel. He's from the Phoenix, New York company, and we've got Melinda Hinkson from Sigma Contracting, and I hope I got those names pronounced okay.
Exactly right.
Thank you so much. Whoever's talking, you'll have to grab the mic and get it close to you. You can go ahead and grab this just like that. And hold it. And let's start with Bruce, because the Phoenix, New York company says it's a design consultancy, architecture, landscape architecture, and sustainable design, Sigma Contracting, contractor. So let's start with the contracting. Let's start with Melinda.
Well, we really should start on the design side. Well, Bruce gets the ball rolling, and then we come in and execute.
Then we need to start on the design side with Phoenix, New York company and Bruce Spiegel. So Bruce, tell us about what your company's doing and how it's helping people in the cannabis industry.
You know, I think getting involved in the cannabis industry has been just a lot of fun. I think just learning how the business works. And in the last couple of projects that we've done, I think the important thing that people need to get a grasp of is how much work needs to be done ahead of time before you ever get to that point where you're pulling a building permit, in that, you know, you may need zoning changes or use permits or other things that may really curtail that piece of property that you were thinking of leasing or buying. So it's important to get the design team and the construction team involved up front, so you really know what you're getting yourself into before you sign on the dotted line.
As someone working in design and architecture, are there major differences for people working in this industry compared to any other design you might work on?
You know, good design is good design anywhere you go. But I think what's interesting about these projects, at least on the ones that I've worked with, is a combination of high security and high comfort, where you want the facility to be really safe and secure for both people working there and the people going there. And you also want to give them a feeling that they're at home and that this is a nice place, like a Starbucks or something, where you can relax and make your decisions and feel good about what you're doing.
All right. So, Melinda, you're on the contracting side. So once Bruce and his company put together the designs, you guys are the ones building them, right?
Absolutely. And it's been a fun collaboration to do that with any industry, and especially this one because of the unique requirements that it has. It's different from any other building. It's a lot the same. You're designing and building a building, but are doing a build out, but then it has its own unique nuances that you have to be very particular on and pay attention to the detail. But like Bruce said, the big thing is to be able to have that nice comforting environment that's very professional, but at the same time very secure. And that's mandated by the government. You know, they have certain regulations that we have to adhere to. So, but if you get both eyes on the paper up front, you can eliminate a lot of the problems that you run into in process that cost time and money. So
right.
If we can collaborate ahead of time, it always makes for a smoother, better process in the long run. So
as you're doing the building on some of these designs, are there more hurdles and roadblocks in this than trying to set up a Walgreens or something?
You know, from our perspective, not really. You know, a lot of that is met head on up front by the owner.
Okay.
You know, they've got a lot of hurdles that they have to jump, you know, from financing and on through. But once you know the regulations that you're dealing with, and Bruce on the design side, you know, we'll design to the regulations that we have to adhere to, and then we execute, you know, to Bruce's design based on what's out there and what the existing conditions are and what we're dealing with. So if you have a good collaborative team, to us, it's no different. We put our skilled expertise to work for the end product. I think the biggest hurdles are probably up front with the owner himself.
Okay.
In my opinion.
And I think, thank you. I think something that, again, owners need to take into consideration is that when they're looking for a property, to really understand, even though it may meet the zoning requirements or, you know, whatever caveats that municipality has, because I know we've gone through that in a couple of places, is that once you get that, you know, look at that property and are ready to sign that lease, you really need to understand what you're getting into in terms of that building, because that could be, you know, like kind of a wreck, you know, and it's going to cost you a lot more than you thought to do that. So maybe that deal you were getting on the real estate is not such a great deal. It's like kind of like buying a used car in a lot of, you know, ways.
Sure, except you can't take it back after 3 days.
Exactly.
If it's a lemon. We're speaking with Bruce Spiegel from the Phoenix, New York company. You can find them at PNYCO.com, like Phoenix, New York company. just abbreviate, PNYCO.com. And Melinda Hickson here from Sigma Contracting. They're at SigmaContracting.com. Sometimes people learn very well from the negative examples of others. Can you think of a particular nightmare that you've had to deal with in trying to put some of these things together that could give us some object lessons?
I think a lot of people...
Thank you very much.
I think a lot of people don't understand how much time it takes to do something.
Sure.
In terms of getting through the municipal processes and stuff like that. And also, we ran into one on a particular project where the client had leased this property and had a very short trigger on it. And what do you know? There was asbestos in this building.
Oh,
and,
oops.
You know, boom, he didn't know that when he signed on the line. And he was a little naive about how good a deal it was. And that can set your project back on, you know, a good month. And when you have to be done by a certain date because the bank is looking to get their cut or whatever, that can be kind of embarrassing, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
So that speaks very highly of you need to get your consultants on board early so you have all the perspectives that you can on that building. Before you're obligated.
Absolutely. They say measure twice, cut once,
yes,
right?
Exactly.
You want to get this stuff taken care of in advance before you got workers out there and
right.
and spending money on contracts and the licenses you need to get. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go wrong here, and so proper planning in advance is very important here. So let's give you a chance to tell people if there's any other way they can get in contact with you or any other things you'd like them to know.
Well, we're at the ready. We enjoy the industry, and for us, every experience is unique to learn more about the industry and the folks that are in it. If you want to get a hold of Bruce, again, it's the PhoenixNewYorkCompany.com, and we're SigmaContracting.com. And we'd be happy to bring our experience and expertise to work for you all and sit down and do a consult. If this is something that you're out there looking for, either on the dispensary side or the grow facility side.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Melinda and Bruce, thank you so much for joining us here at the desk. And this interview will be available on SoundCloud. If you guys want to spread that around, embed it on web pages or whatever you might want to do, we'd appreciate that. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
You bet. I'm Radical Russ here at the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo on CannabisRadio.com. Let's go back to the music.